to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Herzog again, sitting in for John Statenlohr on the National Intel Report for the first hour. This is going to be an open line Friday. No guests scheduled. I will be here for the first hour, and then Robbie Noel will be sitting in for the second hour. And what I'd like to do today with the folks out there, the other day I sat in for John, and I had a contest. And it was, do you think that George Bush is nuts? Do you think that George Bush is on psychotropic drugs? Do you think that George Bush is a wet alcoholic, a dry alcoholic, or whatever? And I'm going to extend that today, except we're going to have a new discussion. And I'd like to hear from folks regarding this latest thing. And I'm not one usually to bring up 9/11 because it's over and done with. And we need a new investigation, and I agree with that. And all of the research that I've done, I know that those buildings were blown up. Building 7 came down on a controlled demolition. I mean, the evidence is out there. There's so much evidence. There's too much to sift through. But lately, okay, over the past 4 or 5 days since Rosie O'Donnell has come out, and by the way, you know, I'm not a really big fan of Rosie. I know that she's a Democrat. I know that she's a lesbian. I know that she's a gun grabber. But the thing is that when somebody comes out that is mainstream like Rosie O'Donnell and puts forth her views and goes on a 9-minute rant like she did the other day on Building 7 and brings forth those facts to 30 million people, that could just be the beginning of the end. It just might expose this entire lie. And what I'd like from you folks is I'd like you to give me a call. I'm curious to find out. I was watching, and again, I don't have a TV. I got so sick of watching mainstream news and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Alan Combs that I finally just threw my TV out about 5 or 6 months ago. But I was invited over to dinner last night by John, and I happened to catch Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity, and that's all they can talk about is Rosie O'Donnell and how it's going to destroy her career and how they're going to kick her off of The View and so forth. And the question that I pose to you folks is, do you think that this is going to hurt her career, or do you think it's going to help her career? I personally think that it, just like Charlie Sheen, when he came out on Entertainment Tonight with A.J. Hammer last March, I believe, and talked about the questions that he had about 9/11, his ratings actually went up, and his show is doing better now than it was then, the show 2.5 Men. And Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Alan Combs were just ragging on Rosie O'Donnell, talking about, and again, they were bringing up the fact that her and people like her hate America. That's a Bill O'Reilly comment. And with that, of course, it incensed me like it always does when I hear that out of Bill O'Reilly's mouth. But again, curiously, I'd like to know, I'd like to take a vote here of how many people think this is going to help Rosie's career and how many people think it's going to hurt Rosie's career. Now, remember, let's take Rosie aside per se as to what her, you know, sexual affiliation is and to what her political views are, because frankly, Rosie was a Democrat. She was a liberal, but she's right now going through a paradigm shift and she's woken up. She's evidently gone down the rabbit hole. She's done some research on the subject, and she's coming back talking the truth. So when we come back, again, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to talk to some people out there and voice your opinions. This is Michael Herzog sitting in for John Statmiller on the National Intel Report, republicbroadcasting.org. I'll see you in 3.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Michael Herzog, I'm back. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller for the first hour today for the National Intel Report. And it's an open line Friday. You can call in at 800-313-9443. Actually, you can talk about anything you want to. I did want to expound a little bit on this Rosie O'Donnell thing because I saw a couple clips. One of them was Danny Bonaducci. Now, we all know that he's a real political professional, huh? He's on talking about, he was on MSNBC, I believe, saying that he thinks that they ought to string Rosie O'Donnell up in public on MSNBC. And here's a guy that he does everything he can do to get on any spot he can just to get his face seen, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to go into a little bit more on this in a minute, but I wanted to stop. I was just handed product by my advertising guy that, and a lot of you have heard about Headache Stay Gone, and I've heard many people in here that have taken it. They swear by it. Yes, it alleviates headache, and I've always been one to say, you know what, I've heard what everybody says, I believe what they say, but personally, I've never taken the product. Well, this particular product that I'm going to tell you about, I have taken. And I can assert the fact that, yes, indeed, it works. It's a product called Nicofree. And for any of you out there that smoke or that use any kind of a tobacco product and you wish to quit, this is an amazing product. It'll get you off the habit in 10 days. Unlike the patch, what it does is it goes in and cleans all the nicotine out of your system while at the same time It has ingredients in the product that eliminate cravings. Now, I have to be honest with you, okay, that's one thing you can use it for, but what I use it for, because I have a tendency to use a tobacco product now and again, and I really don't want to quit. But what I use this product for, in several states out there, including Arizona, there are many restaurants, nightclubs, bars. As we know, you can't smoke flying on an airplane. You can't smoke in any airports. They have literally banned the use of cigarettes and tobacco products in a number of places throughout the country. And for somebody who gets themselves, or you know, puts themselves in a position where they cannot smoke for, you know, 6 hours or 12 hours or sometimes 24 hours or whatever, this product works fantastic because you can drop a few of these. You don't even think about it. So I'm supposed to tell you, and again, I can attest to this because I've taken it and it works. And I've taken it several times, okay? I've been in positions where I've been in restaurants or I've been on an airplane or whatever, and it works very, very well. The product's name is Nicofree. I would advise anybody that wants to quit smoking or anybody who gets themselves in a position to where they – you find himself in a place where they can't smoke, give us a call. The number is 800-724-2719, extension 123. Again, that's 800-724-2719, extension 123 to place an order. It's $65 for a bottle. It's free shipping and handling. It comes with a complete set of directions, and you can buy two sets for $100. And again, I'm going to tell you, folks, it works. And I tell you that through my own testimony, because I've used it more times than I can count. Not to quit, but to abstain, okay? Okay, let's get back to what I was talking about here. We got open lines already. Now, I'm gonna immediately go to the phones, and again, I said we could talk about any subject we want to talk about. Richard from Texas, what do you want to talk about, buddy?
Oh, I got a couple of things, but I'll just start with the Rosie O'Donnell situation first, if that's what we're... That's what you want to stick with.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think Rosie O'Donnell is redeeming herself for all the foolishness she's put us through throughout the years, and I'd like to commend her. But I also think the other stars who Alex talks about all the time, I don't know if you listen to Alex or not.
Oh, yeah.
I think they ought to be out. If there ever was an occasion to out people, these guys have lived off, you know, the support of all of us from, you know, whoever you know, around the world supports these people in their endeavors, whatever movies they make or whatever records they sell. And now here they are sitting on their little thrones talking about they don't want to come out because right. They don't want to lose their little careers.
Right.
You're risking your career. Alex is, everybody's risking their career talking about this. We could all be dead. We could all be on the hit list or whatever files they're keeping on us.
That's okay. You've got a great point, Richard. I want to expound on that a little bit and tell you that yes, you're right. I mean, many people, James Brolin, Barbara Streisand's husband, Rosie O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen, what is his name, David
Lynch? Ed Asner.
I mean, I can go on and on and on. Richard Linkletter, you know, Scanner Darkly. All of these guys have come out, risk their career, which is what Rosie O'Donnell is doing, and there are many, many people, and some of which I know who they are sitting on the sidelines and saying, well, yeah, we hope you win, but they do not have the guts to come out. And you know as well as I do, I mean, it's my opinion, but I believe that this is a correct opinion, that if they were to just step forward, especially now with the flack that Rosie O'Donnell is getting from mainstream news...
In unison, all of them.
Come out now. It's time to come out. It's time to come forward and say, we are tired of this. It's time to throw back the curtain and expose this lie. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Richard.
Right. And if they have a sense of history, they would know when Hitler took it over, he shut down their little Hollywood. Only people that was allowed to make movies and to do anything public was basically the wars of the state, right?
Okay.
I mean, that one lady, I forget her name, she's real famous for making propaganda films. Unless they're going to be willing to make propaganda films, they're not going to be able to act anyway. They won't even be able to get... I mean, I don't understand these people's mentality. They're a bunch of cowards as far as I'm concerned. And I'm talking about all of them. Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan, everybody who has an icon next to their name, sitting back acting like this is a country, like they don't need to make any sacrifices. I'm really saddened by their ability to sit quiet. You know, it just, and I know they know, because if I know, they know.
Oh yeah, they know. I mean, there's a number of people that know. Matter of fact, I'm certain that even Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Alan Combs and Laura Ingraham, all of them know.
Sure, okay. They do.
And I was over to John Stadtmiller's for dinner last night, and I mentioned to John, I said, you know, I don't understand how it is that these people, they have to know. I don't understand how they can get on TV like Bill O'Reilly and call us, people like you and me, they can call us America haters, okay, when they know the truth and they're paid whores by this establishment to get up there and lie to us and get us to believe it. Okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And these guys, when the truth does come out, Richard, need to be strung up. Just like Danny Bonaducci said that Rosie O'Donnell should be strung up. No, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Bill O'Reilly.
I was going to say that next.
You bet.
No mercy.
No mercy.
I mean, some of them don't even, you know, a trial, I mean, you got to have a trial because this is still America and that's what we represent. But it's getting to the point now where so many people know and they're not saying anything. They're willing to risk their futures, their children's future, and so on and so forth. I mean, to me, they can't explain themselves. They have most of them have a religion they claim they have. Where's their faith in their religion? I mean, they have abandoned every principle that they claim they stand for.
Right. It's all about the love of money, Richard.
That's right. It's really sad.
I know.
And
thanks.
If I could say one more thing, just squeeze one more thing.
Go ahead.
You know, it's like we're in a game and we know all the other teams' plays,
mm-hmm.
you know, starting from the Rockefellers to the Rothschilds. These people are like vampires. You know, they go around the world looking for that sarcophagus or that grave, wherever the vampire lives. We know where the Rothschilds are, and we don't even have a system in place to arrest these criminals. I guess they've bought off everybody. So we got to do it ourselves. Like I said, people like you, Jack Blood, John Stadtmiller, all of you guys. I don't know if all of you get along or not. I don't even care. Mm-hmm. All I know is you're fighting for the same fight. That's all I care about.
We do. Let me say this. We do everything we can do to put the truth ahead of the movement. And like anything else, yes, there is underlying infighting here and there. The other, and a lot of the listeners out there know that. But I can attest, okay, I respect Alex Jones. I respect his knowledge, okay? I have the ultimate amount of respect for John Stadtmiller. I know him personally. I've got to know him very well. And I have to tell you, John Stadtmiller is a good man, and he's got a good heart. And don't ever let anybody say that he doesn't, because I know him personally very well, okay? Richard, thank you so much for the thoughts. I appreciate that, okay?
All right, have a good one, sir.
All right. Let's go to David in Texas. How you doing, David?
How are you doing? I was going to respond to something one of your last few callers on the top of the previous hour, Rita, had to say.
Oh, yes. Okay.
If I might, just to clarify
let me stop you right there and bring some of these listeners up to speed. I was on in the last segment. I have a show from 2 to 4, and I had Art Bernclough on, who was the veterans advocate. He supports veterans. He's the executive director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and he supports veterans and fights for their benefits. And we had a caller, Rita, that called in that was, well, go ahead. You can tell him, David.
Well, if I understood what she was saying correctly, she was almost blaming some of the veterans for suffering, even though they're being denied benefits, which they should be allowed to qualify to receive, because they're involved in a bad system, so they're getting what they deserve. Unless I misheard her saying that. If she said that, I want to say if, because I don't put words in her mouth if she didn't mean it that way.
Uh-huh.
But if she did, or if someone took that attitude, if not her, someone else, I would say to that person respectfully, we've got to bring to justice the people responsible for sending these good men and women who are in our service to do these unjust wars.
Right.
But the veterans who are serving honorably and following orders, I'm not blaming them, and I'm not wanting to see them deny any benefits to which they need and or are qualified or ought to be qualified to receive. And if the current law doesn't allow it, it ought to be changed to allow them to have, then they ought to get the benefits they ought to be qualified to have, as long as they served honorably and or are discharged honorably, because it's not their fault. They're serving. Many of them didn't realize the thing until after they've already served, and they're just now trying to get benefits. It's kind of too late. It's not
mm-hmm.
their fault. It's the fault of the people who sent them there.
Right.
So we do need to bring to justice people in the Bush administration and wherever else involved in New World Order and whatever else it might be responsible for putting them up to this. But I don't think we should begrudge these qualified veterans, assuming that they are qualified veterans, because of the mere fact that they did serve and kind of almost gleefully take it if they're suffering. That's if anyone takes that attitude. That's an inappropriate attitude to have for the veteran. It might be appropriate even for Bush, but it's not appropriate to put that attitude over on the veterans who served, so long as they served honorably.
Okay.
Unless you have an individual case of a veteran who had committed a war crime or something, then you delete
that
person.
David, got to take a break. You want me to hold you over? David.
Right.
You want me to hold you over? Hello?
I'll hold.
Okay. Michael Herzog, a National Intel Report, sitting in for John Statman. We'll be right back. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Stick with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, Michael Herzog back, sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. Open line Friday. Give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Main topic is Rosie O'Donnell. Do you think that it will help or hurt her career with what's going on here? And we've got David from Texas still on the line. Go ahead, David.
I'm still here.
All right. Voice of thought. What do you got?
Again, as I was saying, if you have case of certain veterans who had taken part in a war crime or something, there's a handful who have, and I don't include them as being able to get benefits. But for the honorable, the average veteran who hasn't done anything wrong, of a criminal nature, who served the country honorably, they shouldn't be begrudged benefits or anyone have an attitude that they deserve to suffer somehow simply for the fact they served. Even if one didn't agree with the war, they should disagree with the people who sent them there, not the veterans who served our country honorably, mm-hmm. Those that have.
Well, I agree with you, but it's the same thing in the Veterans Administration, evidently, as it is in the current administration. There's a lot of, what do you want to call it, deceptive people in there that are playing a shell game with our veterans and doing whatever they can do to deny them benefits.
That needs to stop.
Exactly, it needs to stop, and that's what Art is doing. On the subject of Rita for a minute, Rita's very upset, and rightly so.
Well, I agree with the upset. I'm upset, too. I want them to get the benefits and change the law so that they get what they should get, but mm-hmm. I don't want to blame the veterans.
No, no, and that's not what they're doing is that, and I didn't want to get off on this subject too much because this was a previous show, but you know, what they're doing is playing a shell game with the veterans, and they're calling these injuries psychological, you know, and saying that it's a pre-existing condition that happened before the war, and they've done that to 22,500 veterans. Well, that is not right, and that's very deceptive.
That.
Yes, okay.
They should correct that, and they should allow them to continue to get legal representation and not lose that right. Those two senators from North Dakota should not take that right away from them. And they need to change the law so that it's not turned to just a welfare program, but that qualified veterans who served should get benefits they qualify for, never mind their current financial status.
Right, and that's exactly what Art is fighting for.
And I agree with Art's efforts on that, and I wish him nothing but all the best and all the success on that.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for the call, David. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Perhaps I'll talk to you again sometime.
Hey, thank you. All right. Good caller. Okay, again, 800-313-9443. It's open line Friday. You can talk about anything you want. I had brought up the subject about Rosie O'Donnell and whether you thought that maybe it would either help or hurt her career. All of the mainstream people out there, the whores for the establishment, are saying that it's going to ruin her and they're going to kick her off The View and so forth. I have a tendency to believe it's the same thing that happened to Charlie Sheen. Once he went on Entertainment Tonight with A.J. Hammer last March, his ratings went up substantially, and his show, Two and a Half Men, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe for a while it was number one. Still may be. I don't know. I don't watch sitcoms. I don't even have a TV. I got so sick of watching these mainstream news guys that I just got tired of it and threw it out. I will tell you, though, I went to Target the other day and bought a TV just by virtue of the fact that I wanted to see what my what the enemy, if you will, was doing. And I got the TV out of the box, and the first thing I saw on the screen was that as of February 17, 2009, my TV wouldn't work anymore because they're going from analog to digital. And you can bet any TV, and you have to buy a box from the government. You can bet that there's a microphone and a camera in that box. I would be willing to bet anybody a steak dinner that when you have to buy that box, there's going to be a microphone and a camera in it. Why? Well, they're supposedly monitoring our phone calls and monitoring our emails and so forth, so why wouldn't they do that as well? I mean, they want to snoop and poop in our lives as much as they can, and they're not going to stop until we put our foot down. Now, back to the Rosie O'Donnell thing for a minute, okay? It is my thought, and as I mentioned to one of the previous callers, that this thing, if the people that know, if the celebrities, if the people in Hollywood that do know about 9/11 and the fact that it's an inside job, and I know there's a lot of them out there that do. I know a few names offhand I'm not going to say over the air, but I do know there are. I do believe that it's now time to step forward, okay? Rosie O'Donnell has gone out. She's literally put her career on the line. Charlie Sheen did it last year. James Brolin did it on The View not too long ago. Christine Ebersole has done it. And there's just a myriad of people that are coming out. If all of them now step forward and said, that's enough, this entire charade would collapse. And remember, I have to remind people out there that 9/11 is the catalyst for what has transpired since then, i.e. with the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, the Patriot Act, and all these this draconian legislation that has been implemented to basically strip all Americans of their freedoms on the heels of George Bush getting on TV back shortly after 2001, the collapse of the towers, and saying that they attacked us because they hate our freedoms. What an oxymoron. I mean, give us a break. They attacked our freedoms, they hated our freedoms, so George Bush stripped us of all our freedoms. Why? So we could all be buddies now? No, they're still after all of the Arabs. Food for thought, isn't it? Okay, we got Don in Ohio. Don, go ahead.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm hanging in there. I got a long day today, buddy.
It sounds like it. Well, you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Tough topics. Yeah. The call from Richard was outstanding.
Absolutely was.
I hadn't had a chance to actually witness the TV show. I don't watch that much TV anymore, but I thought I would go online and look at what Fox News had posted. In fact, they have the whole interview
sick,
in transcript form.
Oh, it makes me sick, Don. It just makes me sick.
Well, O'Reilly, in his usual fashion, starts off by saying he doesn't even care what Rosie O'Donnell says. She has freedom of speech. And then he spends an hour lambasting her.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's go to a break, Don. I'll hold you over. And then I'll go to Gary in Georgia. So, Gary, hang with us. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller, National Intel Report. See you in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Stadtmiller, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, Michael Herzog is back with you.
You're tuned into the National Intel Report.
I think I'm back with you. Yes, I'm back with you. I'm Michael Herzog taking over for John Stadtmiller in the first hour. Quick thought. Again, I want to mention this product, this new product that we've got, this nickel-free product. If you smoke and you want to quit, or if you smoke and you don't want to quit, you just need something for when you can't smoke, definitely get some of this stuff, folks, because I can attest from experience it works. Call us at 800-724-2719, extension 123 to place an order. It's $65, free shipping and handling. If you buy two sets, you get them for $100, and believe me, I'm telling you, I've never taken anything like this that works as well as this, so give us a call. Anyway, getting back to the phone lines, the open line is 800-313-9443. The lines are open today, and we got Don in Ohio on. Go ahead, Don.
I wanted to point out that they immediately begin the spin after they lambaste her a little bit, and they bring two analysts on there, and then they both attack her, And then O'Reilly, for the sake of your listening audience and anyone who hadn't actually heard the interview, I'd like to read just a short paragraph.
Go ahead.
He plays an audio clip of a caller into his Radio Factor radio program.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, and I wonder how many callers or how many emails he had before he finally found one like that.
Yeah, well, this was a man. Now, he says, my son-in-law, Sergeant Buddy Huey, was killed in Afghanistan on February 19th of this year. How dare Rosie O'Donnell say that he died defending a bunch of liars and corrupt politicians? Have her walk a mile in my shoes. Have her watch her daughter screaming and moaning, no, no, it's got to be a mistake. Have her tell my four-month-old grandson that his father died in vain. Why don't she step up and be the breadwinner for him for the rest of his life? How dare her open her fat mouth? Now, that is what inflames people. That's what brainwashes people. What they don't mention is that they're in Afghanistan for the poppy field.
Mm-hmm.
And that the drug industry rose 500% from the time we've been in Afghanistan.
Right. That's one of the things that they don't mention.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Now, I bring that up because they lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the politicians know that this is going on. You know, they made the Taliban be the bad guys. The Taliban were actually against drugs. They were not supporting that. And that was a culture up in the mountains and the remote places. But they stamped it out as well as they could.
Right. No.
I think, to answer the question that you asked at the beginning of the show, I think it's going to help her. We also need to point out or remind ourselves that all of these people are part of the Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
Whether they're in the news or whether they're actually in film or on TV programs, sitcoms or what have you. I would like to quote Christopher Story from worldreports.org in London, England. He came up with a new term for the mainstream media. And I think we should start using it. He calls them the sidestream media. What do you think about that?
That's pretty good, yeah. I like it. Anything else?
Well, that's about it.
Okay, buddy. Listen, I appreciate
it.
Let
some other callers in.
Yeah, I got Gary from Georgia up next. Okay. Thanks again, Don. Gary from Georgia, go ahead.
Yes, with the death of Colonel David H. Hackworth last two or three months, we lost a strong voice on behalf of men and women who fight for justice around the world, but mm-hmm. often come home to find justice isn't there for them. Hack, who called most officers perfumed princesses, was absolutely on the money that. And officers who were more concerned with the men, they are privileged of command, is what he said they should be. But him coming home to no justice, the fact that vigilante judicial harassment has been common and not prosecuted by the justice system means that constitutional rule of law is dead. When citizens can be persecuted for years and decades without the judiciary or law enforcement acting to stop the crime, you have no rule of law. You have the rule of jungle.
Well, you have.
I've lived it. I've done it. I now know.
Okay. Well, thank you for the thoughts, Gary. I appreciate it. By the way, Gary, what do you think on this Rosie O'Donnell? Do you think it'll hurt her career, help her career? And do you think it's time for the rest of these celebrities that know to come out of the closet?
Well, unfortunately, I don't like her. I don't like nothing about her. But
well, now remember,
I remember now.
No, wait a minute.
I
told you at the beginning of the show, let's take the lesbianism and the gun grabbing and so forth, put it aside for a moment, okay, and just go with the fact that she came out and she's telling the truth on mainstream TV in front of 30 million people. Just go with that thought for a minute, okay? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, if you'd let me finish, I would have told you. That part's good.
Okay.
It's a necessary part, unfortunately. But it all goes back to justice and the like thereof. It ain't there.
Well,
that's our real problem.
Right, and the media's part of it because they're covering up, spinning it around, and they're calling all of us.
Absolutely right. But they ain't nobody taking more money from the American people today than them judges and lawyers and the judicial system, period.
Well, you're right dead on that. I mean, I've had a couple, three people on my show in the last 2 weeks that have given their testimonies as such, you know.
Well, I'm sick of hearing testimonies. It's just, how bad is it? Where do we stop it? Well, I can't give you the answer, but I got to do something.
I understand.
I will stand up and get blown away, if nothing else.
It may come to that. I hope it doesn't, Gary. Okay?
Well, we'll see.
All right. Thank you the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Okay? Wow. 800-313-9443. Open line Friday again. Do you think Rosie O'Donnell, do you think it's going to help her career? Do you think it's going to hurt her career? Do you care? Do you think it's time for some of these other celebrities to come out, even if they don't like Rosie O'Donnell, which I'm not a big fan of Rosie O'Donnell, but, you know, think about it. If these people that know, if the mainstream actors know about this and they decide that it's time to come out and put themselves forward and say, you know what, that's enough. It's time for this charade to end. And guess what? It'll be like a domino factor. It's all going to come down because, as I said before, 9/11 is the catalyst that has instituted or caused them to institute this draconian legislation that has stripped us of our freedoms. All right? And this could be the incident that ends it. And I'm real curious to hear your thoughts on it. So, again, it's 800-313-9443. Okay, let's go to Jan in Missouri. Jan, you're on with Michael.
Hey.
Hi.
I just want to say that I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell. I can't stand her.
That's okay.
And I understand what she's saying, but she's also hurting our country because she's not doing it to really make people aware. She's doing it to be vindictive.
You know, and you could be right. What I'm saying right now, as I've watched this movement, I woke up a few years ago, actually a couple of years ago, Jan, and I went down every rabbit hole I could investigating 9/11 up one way and down the other. And I've got a certificate in private education, and I came away with this was an inside job. There's no other way that an intelligent individual can look at it. And the way that I look at it right now is that we've got to take, even if it's Rosie O'Donnell, okay, her celebrity status, who cares whether you like her or not, we've got to take what we can get because we need every tool we can to rip this veil away from this insidious, you know, criminal government that we have, okay, and expose the truth. I mean, do you agree with that?
I agree with that, but what we've got to do is get people to stand up, and it's got to start in the churches. That's where it's got to start. We got to wake those people up in there, and that's what we got to do.
You know, it's funny.
Those are the horrors of the world.
You know, it's funny you mention that, Jan, because I went next door to have lunch today, and I got invited to a church social a week from Saturday by this young, you know, very nice lady, young girl. I just simply asked her, I said, well, is your church a 501c3 organization? And she said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, do you understand that the 501c3 means that your pastor cannot, I mean, the pastor has to preach what the government dictates that he can preach. And she says, well, you know, that doesn't make any difference as the way I, you know, my view on church. And I said, I'm not saying that it does, and I'm not trying to convince you that it should. Okay. All I'm saying is that your pastor is inhibited to what he can say. Okay, and the 501c3 allows the government to come in and dictate to a pastor of what they can and cannot say. Now, when you say it starts in the church, you're right. It does start in the church. But our pastors need to start speaking the truth to these people and quit leading them down a primrose path. All right?
Well, that's where we've got to start. I do have one pastor here where I live. He has come out, and I support him wholeheartedly. I just really admire him because he did come out. And I tell my friends, that's the one that you need to be supporting and quit going to these other ones over here. Or else go in and tell them, you guys need to wake up and not be afraid. If the American people don't wake up, my grandchildren have just absolutely lost.
That's true. And the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing and you're doing what you're doing and all of these people out here that are stepping forward and they're going on the cutting edge and they're trying to wake people up is this is the last straw. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for my children and my grandchildren and all those who are afar off, because if we don't stop this now, Okay, this little fleeting instant that we called freedom, that's only been around, and it's a rarity, okay? And all throughout the annals of history, freedom has been a rarity. And if we don't step up to the plate and do this now, it's going to be gone. And our children and our grandchildren are going to grow up in a society that is totally fascist. It is totally controlled. They're going to be slaves. And I don't know about you, but I can't allow that to happen. And every fiber of my being is doing what I need to do to stop it. And I know that's right. And so you, when you say, well, we've got to wake up the pastors, that's true. We've got to wake up everybody. That's why I put out my email and I say, hey, you know what? Anybody who wants a copy of Freedom to Fascism, send me an email. I'll send it to you free. Okay, as long as you promise to show it to somebody. Understand that our government is lying to us. All right? And once these people that have been dumbed down understand that they've been lied to about taxes, which affects everybody, then their mind opens up to saying, well, hey, you know what? If they lied about that, then they may have lied about something else. And it cracks through that hypnotic trance that they're in, you know? Well, at least some of them it cracks through. Some of them, they just don't get it.
I pass out Freedom to Fascism to people. I just walk up to people and say, here, watch this.
Yes.
And I walk away. I don't say anything else. And I've had them come to my door. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that I got too visible. So now I'm not quite as visible as I was. That's my piece. And I know that, taking the children away from their parents is another big issue. There's just so many issues out here right now.
Sure.
And churches could. I want to ask one thing. I'm going to go. Hillary Clinton and Obama talking to all the black churches, yes?
They're talking.
When was the last time you ever saw them in a white church?
I don't follow their church-going activities. And the ones that I do follow, on some of the photo ops that I see them in, I just shake my head and say, these people are just as deceptive as the day is long. It's just like I mentioned before. You know, I can't believe these people like, Sean Hannity and O'Reilly, they have to know the truth. Rush Limbaugh knows the truth. They know that 9/11 was an inside job. And in order for them to get up on TV and lie to us like they do, okay, they either have to have no soul, or they have to just, be megalomaniacs and laugh at us behind closed doors. I could not do that. There's no fiber of my being that could get up on national TV and lie to people about something like that.
Well, Hannity and O'Reilly are both Catholic, so that might help with something there.
I don't know. It's something, But
Anyway, bless you.
Oh,
do what you can. I'll do what I can.
All right. Thank you so much, and I appreciate all the help we can get, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Isn't that something? All right, again, the call-in number, 800-313-9443. It's open line Friday. We can talk about Rosie. You can talk about whatever you want. I don't care. I mean, I am so incensed about this whole, this whole week has been taken up with Fox News just blasting. And MSNBC having Danny Bonaducci on there that this guy's no more of an expert commentator on politics than my dog was. But yet they'll get him on there because John Connor, i.e. Mark Dice, caught Danny Bonaducci on the street a few months ago and questioned him about 9/11. And Danny Bonaducci went off on John Connor. John Connor's got it on video. And so they take Danny Bonaducci, who does everything he can do and strives to get on TV in any capacity that he can because, he's a child actor that grew up and he craves the limelight. So they pull Danny Bonaducci, who's a boob, if you ask me, on there to talk about Rosie O'Donnell. Well, who is this guy to talk about Rosie O'Donnell? Okay, here's a guy that was a child actor, grew up, was in the Partridge Family, for crying out loud, and he grows up and he's got a reality show. And the guy's got some serious problems in his own right, but yet they're putting him on TV as an expert. I mean, I just don't get it. Let's go to Rita in Texas. Rita, you're on the air with Michael. How you doing?
Just fine. Michael, I wanted to share a thought that I have about a question that was in my mind with regards to Congress is trying to get our soldiers out of Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and yet there seems to be another double-edged sword where there seems to be an impending attack that is being planned on Iran.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I think. I think there's a trap being set for our American soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally believe that what's going to happen is, due to RBN Live's various guests, I'm firmly convinced that the Jews are here trying to instigate World War III. But what I think is going to happen, if I were the president of Iran, those three aircraft carriers that are sitting out there in the Persian Gulf, those would be the first three things I'd blow out of the water. No, I'm serious.
No, I know you're serious.
I'd blow them things out of the water. And, you know, those airplanes that are allegedly going to be attacking Iran, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'd have no place to go when they, you know, when they didn't fuel out, you know, so the Muslims over there, you know, would be able to go ahead and, you know, wreak justice on them, because war is really the absence of civilization. It's really, you know, the plan for survival.
And so
how I see it is, the Jews are going to get our soldiers, do you see, to fight the Muslims so they can kill each other off, you know, and then you know, take power. Another thing too that many military soldiers are unaware of is that the Assistant Secretary of the Security Council, which is in charge of all the military operations that go through the United Nations, that's always held by a Russian general. You know, so basically, the guys who were in the military, they're nothing but sitting ducks, ready to get roasted.
Oh yeah, they're sitting ducks. We sent them over there, and there's a bunch of lunatics sitting in the White House and in certain areas of the administration that they don't care if they pull the trigger. And what they really don't realize is that if they go in there and they start bombing Iran and using their their nukes like they did in Iraq, you know, with the depleted uranium, there's going to be a retaliation this time. You want me to hold you over, Rita?
Sure.
All right, I'll be back in a few. This is Michael Herzog sitting in for John Statmiller, National Intel Report. Stick with us. We got another segment coming up, and then we'll go to Robbie Noel. So
we'll be back in a few. RepublicBroadcasting.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report for the first hour. We got about 4 minutes left in this segment. We got Rita on the line. Go ahead, Rita.
You know, Michael, another thing too that is so insane about the United States and the military is the dependency on China to provide our military. You know, they're the ones, from what I understand, are providing the boots. You know, they've got their fingers in the till, you know, as far as also the electronics. All I can say is that Katie by the door, you know, and I firmly believe, you know, that. And another thing too, I don't support any of those guys that are in the military. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they're nothing but Nazi communists, spelt with a K for kosher. You know, they're not what I call American soldiers. And if they were American soldiers, they'd find the right enemy, and it's right there sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, for starters.
Well, Rita, let me ask you. I mean, you know, first of all, the soldiers went over there. We were lied to. I was lied to. I believed my government, okay? They believed their government. They went over there. Now, I understand now that quite a few of them are probably finding out. But you have to understand, the news is blacked out over there. They don't get the same news that you get here. They don't listen to alternative media. At least I don't think they do, okay, because they're not allowed to. So they're still dumbed down. Now, they may get this information by bits and pieces through their family. And it's a long, involved process to wake these guys up. And a lot of them are starting to wake up, okay? But you can't just say, well, you know, I don't like any of the troops over there. They're Nazis and blah, 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 because they're ignorant. I mean, it's like if somebody attacked us, Rita, okay, and we all, you know, threw our uniforms on and we went to defend our country, then we're hailed as heroes and we're hailed as patriots. But these guys went over there under the guise of thinking that that's what they were doing because we were attacked. They were lied to.
Mike, when the blind lead the blind, everybody falls into the pit. And as far as what you're offering, sir, that is nothing but rationalization and justification for criminal behavior. Give that story to the men and the women that are and the children that are over there in Iraq that are being murdered.
I don't agree. I don't want anybody to be murdered, Rita. I watched the videos on depleted uranium. I think it's an atrocity what is going on over there. Okay, but I cannot blame the soldiers that are over there that are taking orders from higher ups believing a lie. I can't blame these guys. They're doing what they're ordered to do. All I'm saying is get them out of there.
Sir, as far as I'm concerned, they're only supposed to obey lawful orders, and the reality is that philosophy that you're espousing, that to me is Nazi propaganda. That's the difference between an American soldier spelt with a C for Christian and an American soldier spelt for K for kosher. They're still responsible.
So you're calling me a Nazi then?
I'm saying that your philosophy is quite Nazi. And I'm 60 years old. You know, I read all this propaganda coming in right shortly after World War II. I lived through the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't want to have any friends that are in the military. I don't want to have even their family members who are in the military, because as far as I'm concerned, they're aiding and abetting in murder. Murder is murder. Period.
Very interesting. Thanks for the call, Rita.
Welcome.
Well, it's Friday. This is Michael Herzog, the psychological Nazi, sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. Stay tuned for Robbie Noel in the second hour, and I will see you on the American Awakening Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody.